Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland. Hello, hello guys.
Hello.
Hi Lisa.
We're just in such good moods today.
Yeah.
Probably because it's a Target haul.
Target. Does anyone say Target anymore?
No. It's just you. Is it Chuggy? Is that the word?
I was
is
just
it Chuggy
say
to
that.
Say Chuggy?
It is.
Right, of course. But that's okay. People are probably like, what's Chuggy?
Yeah.
Some people. Anyway, whatever. We're so hip, it hurts.
I still don't even know that word.
We're so hip.
I used to know that word.
Wait. We're not so hip, it hurts. We're so old, our hips hurt.
Ooh, that's a good one, Jamie. Write that one down.
Bazinga.
All right. We're here for a Target haul, summer 24. Very excited about that. Target continues to have the best finds.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's become a hobby of mine to just look at Target on Instacart when I'm bored, just to see all the new stuff.
Yeah.
Which is almost as fun as walking down the aisles, which I also do.
So here's an idea for you that I do.
Yeah.
I signed up for their newsletter. Mm-hmm. So every week I get their new finds in my email.
Wow. It's like their version of Hungry Girl.
Basically. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hungry Target.
Well, I
it's
guess
like their weekly ad, I guess, but it has the new finds in there.
That's nice. That's cool. They have great stuff and I'm excited for today. In fact, I'm very hungry and I'm ready to jump right in unless we have some big news, which I'm sure we do.
We do. Breaking juice. All right. Here's a cool one. Literally, Good Pops has just come out with hydrating juice pops. The pops contain electrolytes and they come in three flavors. Tropical lemonade, berry lemonade, and peach lemonade. And they're made with 100% organic fruit juice, no added sugar. They're free of the top 9 allergens, and it's only 30 calories a pop, which is pretty amazing. So they're available now online and at retailers, if not now, very soon.
Wow, I love hearing that because it's like I'm so used to the new, like, Otter Pops, for lack
that's
of a better word.
Yeah.
Right, I'm used to them being alcohol infused.
Oh, yeah.
But this has electrolytes, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
that's what you just said. So, yes. Wow.
I love
Good Pop. Good Pop, great company. Mm-hmm. I love the guy who owns it. If he still owns it, his name is Daniel. Mm. He looks like Harry Potter. Nice guy.
I've been wanting to incorporate more like popsicles into my life. I feel like that's a good after dinner treat.
It's a very doable goal.
Yeah. I know.
I support it.
low bar, Jamie.
Low bar. Good. Excellent. Yeah. Anything else? Or
no,
is that it?
That's it. Just one really good one.
Okay. So are we ready to jump in?
This is a packed haul.
Wow. I'm excited because I am very hungry and I'm assuming we're starting with something warm. And we are. Kevin, our friend Kevin. Kevin's Natural Foods, gluten-free Korean barbecue style chicken. Wait, it sounds familiar. We haven't tried this.
No, this is like a bowl.
Yeah. So like this is the new Kevin thing is bowls, already ready to eat bowls. Well, you have to heat them up, but yeah.
So this has, so it comes frozen. This is tender chicken breast strips in a soy-free bulgogi-style sauce paired with broccoli, carrots, and brown rice.
So it's like a whole meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's different because usually Kevin is all about just like sides and
that
stuff.
Looks phenomenal. It's
I'm
a nice size bowl.
Tons of scoops.
Yeah, you really went for it.
I did. I'm probably not going to finish it, but my eyes are bigger than my stomach. Is that the way it goes?
You realize how big your eyes would have to be.
What? That's rude.
It was a hypothetical. If your eyes truly were bigger than your
stomach. Okay.
Let's go for
it. Let's try it.
This rice looks good.
All right. How many calories for the whole bowl?
280.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
That's good.
I love it.
I like how sweet it is.
It's so saucy.
How much sugar is in that?
You're saucy.
Babe. 9 grams. 9 grams of total sugar, only 3 of which are added.
It's interesting. The chicken, it's a little drier than Kevin's normal chicken, but it's great. It's almost like, it's like his version of a lean cuisine.
Yeah.
I think that's excellent.
Yeah.
The sauce is so good. It's so saucy. Like the rice is perfectly coated. It's almost got that like fried rice energy because it's so flavorful.
Yeah. It tastes a little like a teriyaki. And look, Kevin looks very proud of his creations.
Oh, look at him.
And I think that's an updated photo from the last one we saw.
Is this a whole new line? Like all frozen.
Yeah, there was a ton of them. There was like a chicken Alfredo, I think. There was, I can't remember. Maybe a teriyaki chicken.
That's what this tastes like. But this tastes like orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do get a little
a lot of citrus.
There was an orange chicken.
Oh, and that maybe they're all the same.
Yeah, maybe.
Just a different name. So this one bowl has 280 calories, 4.5 grams of fat, 21 grams of protein, 7 Weight Watcher points. It's available at Target and other stores nationwide. Kevin's Natural Foods gluten-free Korean barbecue style chicken.
Yeah, I've seen them at Sprouts. So if you have a Sprouts near you.
Love it. This is great. Next up, we have Cholula Burrito Bowl. Smoky chipotle chicken. So Cholula is, I want to look at this this box. So
I
it's a frozen
smell
meal.
The Cholula.
Frozen, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
This was right next to Kevin, actually.
So Cholula is a favorite hot sauce. I always have Cholula in my house. And this is, I had never seen their products. So, do they have other products?
So this is brand new. This is almost going to be my breaking chews. And then I saw it and I was like, well, we might as well just eat it.
Wow. Well, you could have made it a breaking chews and then whipped it.
That's
whipped
true.
It out.
That's
this
true.
Looks very
true.
Light on the chicken and heavy on the rice.
And it looks light on the serving size. Two. No offense.
Yeah, it's smaller.
No offense,
but it just looks very rice dense.
Mm-hmm. It does. How many calories
lots
in this bowl?
Lots of beans.
I think it's 290.
290. Okay. I'd load that up with some veg. Let's try it. It's delicious. It's very salty. Is there?
870 milligrams of sodium. We could recreate this. I feel like a Chipotle. I love the idea of a Cholula burrito bowl with cauliflower rice.
Me too. It's still, it's hot too. It's spicy. Yeah. Delicious. Really delicious.
What's confusing is we all thought that it was low in like less chicken, but there's 16 grams of protein in that. Oh, look at the cheese.
And the beans.
Protein, right?
There's lots of beans.
Oh, yeah.
Beans and brown rice. Does that have protein? I don't even know. It tastes really good. So I would like, if I put that on a salad and mixed a big bowl of chopped salad
over, like shredded lettuce. I mean, it's really tasty and flavor packed.
Yeah.
Very, especially if you like a little bit of heat. It's nice and smoky and spicy. Yeah.
They also had, a veggie one like this of the smoked chipotle.
Yeah, so we've got salsa verde chicken, chili lime pork carnitas, and smoky chipotle veggie. These are brand new. They're available at retailers nationwide, including Amazon, Target, and other locations. It's the Cholula Burrito Bowl, the smoky chipotle chicken variety, 290 calories, 8 grams of fat, 9 Weight Watcher points.
Wow, I really enjoyed that.
Me too.
Okay. Yeah, great.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
As I make a mess of it.
Gorgeous. All right, moving on. We have, oh wow, are we done with our hot products? Is that it?
Yeah. Oh. Kinda.
Okay.
Kinda.
All right.
Yeah.
Something cool, Sabra Southwest Hummus. Is this a new kind of hummus from Sabra?
So there's actually three of them. I got two of the three. There's a Southwest hummus and a buffalo hummus with red hot,
French red hot. Yeah, wow. So okay, we'll try both.
And then there was another one that I can't remember what it was, but I thought these were the better ones.
I got details. And man, shout out to Dana. She adds the best like commentary and notes to this. She said, if it sounds familiar, we featured it last year when it first dropped. There is the buffalo flavor, which we're going to try next, but there's also a barbecue flavor.
Oh, I love the idea of barbecue.
That was it. The barbecue, of course, I got the wrong one. I love
that. No, these look great too.
Thanks a lot, Mike. No, this looks good.
It's so weird because it says new. So we featured it last year.
Yeah.
We're just ahead of the curve.
I'm a little, we're trying the
this flavor might
first.
Be new.
I'm a little over buffalo, I have to say, but I do love Frank's Red Hot. So
wait, isn't this the Southwest one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
That's kind of plain.
It doesn't taste Southwestern.
I don't taste anything. I just taste, I mean, yummy, very smooth hummus.
I wonder if the carrot kind of takes away.
No, I tried it.
Tried
just
it alone.
Fork.
Gotcha.
Very slightly Southwestern.
Barely.
Yeah. I mean, it tastes good, but don't expect a big blast of Southwest.
I mean, it would be a fun hack to a little hot couple to take taco seasoning and stir it into your hummus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But this to me tasted just like really yummy. It's super smooth.
Yeah,
like, you know, some
texture.
Hummuses are, yeah.
I'm so disappointed in myself I didn't get the barbecue.
Wait, is the plural of hummus hummuses? Or is it just hummus?
No, hummuses, I think. This is good.
Yeah, the Red Hot's good.
It tastes like Frank's Red Hot. Yum.
But not, they did a good job. It's as subtle as the other one is a little bit. Like, it's not overpowering. It's not spicy. I don't think that's spicy at all.
No, but Frank's really isn't
spicy.
Yeah,
it's more of like a salty.
It's just like a taste of Frank's.
Mm-hmm.
The taste of Frank's.
And
it's
that.
Hard. I like store-bought hummus, but a lot of them are a little sour, like this one is. They're all a little sour. So,
but I do think this is a very palatable hummus.
I agree.
Yeah.
So it's Sabra Southwest hummus and the buffalo hummus. 2 tablespoons of either of these has 60 calories, 4.5 grams of fat, 2 Weight Watcher points. These are at retailers nationwide, including Target, obvi. That's what Dana wrote.
Obvi. Next up, ooh, Heinz pickle tomato ketchup with pickle seasoning. Wow, it's pickle flavored ketchup. That's like two for one.
So this is actually another same as the Sabra. There was like three different new ones. There's the pickle and the jalapeno. And then there's another one that Jamie will tell you that I can't remember what
I will.
It was. Oh, no, it's not in there. I think it was like, oh, Chipotle. There was a Chipotle, but I thought the pickle and jalapeno would be the most.
You chose the right one.
Nicely done.
Okay, so here's pickle. Let me take the.
I'm sort of excited. Ooh, it's not primed. Oh, God. Sniff it. Does it smell like dill?
Oh, wow.
Really?
You want to smell it?
Yeah. Pickle ketchup is such a good idea.
Yeah, Chipotle is the other one.
Wait. This, you know, you know what? I'm sorry. I stole some. Oh, it smells like. Do you remember like scratch and sniff pickle stickers?
Yeah.
That's what it smells like.
Totally.
Totally. Yes.
I'm also seeing a habanero extra hot version.
Oh, that was there too. Yeah.
Oh, wait, Jamie, why have you not done a pickle candle? You should.
Yeah.
Come on. That sounds great. Do like a.
No, it does.
Yes. Do like a Big Mac, like a burger, like
what
a fast
if I
food
did
burger
a
candle.
Fast food trio. And like one was burger, one was fries, one was pickle, and you light them all at the same time.
Oh, a French fry candle, please. Mm-hmm. Nothing better. Oh, the pickle ketchup's really good.
Oh, wow.
It's
way better McDonald's. Than that tastes like McDonald's.
Yes. That is amazing.
This is like a oh my, this is holy mac-a-roni.
They could not have nailed that harder.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm eating a hamburger.
Yeah,
and I just put like on my tongue a little bit of ketchup.
Yeah.
Is it weird? Okay, if you mix that with mayo and put it on chicken breast and a lettuce wrap.
Yeah.
Wow.
You could do anything. I mean, it's going to make anything taste like fast food.
I was thinking about this when I was wondering what we were going to try it with, because I had posted a picture in the Hungry Girl community on Facebook of my eggs topped with ketchup, and I got like roasted a little.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like ketchup on eggs, but people do. What did they say?
Yeah.
It's like a thing.
There was just like maybe one comment that was like ketchup on eggs.
Well, what else would, I mean, besides salsa, maybe some hot sauce, what else would be normal to put on eggs?
I mean, I'm an egg purist, so I like truffle salt or maybe a little cheese. To me, ketchup drown. It's like, in my brain, it's like putting ketchup on a steak. You're drowning out
the
flavor.
Oh, I love ketchup on steak.
See?
Oh, yeah, no, I do ketchup on a steak.
I wouldn't do it. But I put ketchup on weird things, like a baked potato. So I love ketchup.
Yum.
This is great. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wait, think about a baked stuffed cheeseburger potato.
Oh,
with this ketchup and cheese and crumbles or like ground beef.
Yum. Oh,
I'm obsessed with the ketchup.
Heinz pickle tomato ketchup with pickle seasoning. A tablespoon has 15 calories, one Weight Watcher point. It is at retailers nationwide, including Target and on Amazon.
And soon to be in my fridge because I'm taking it home with me.
And here's a jalapeno.
We're going to arm wrestle for these
here
after.
It is now. We can thumb wrestle.
Should we not even try the jalapeno just because that was so good?
No, it's too late for that.
I don't taste any of the jalapeno.
Oh, I
there's a little bit of the bite in there.
It's a
subtle.
It's That's a little
fine.
Bit of heat.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's good. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no pickle ketchup.
Yeah. I would like it better if we had tried it first.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
This one.
Clever.
Yeah. This one has 20 calories a tablespoon, one Weight Watcher point, same availability. It's Heinz hot jalapeno tomato ketchup.
Wow. So impressed. Who did the shopping?
Mikey.
Mikey, you're just getting to be so good at these
Thank
hauls.
Thank you so much.
I think he really loves it.
I do. It's
awesome. I bet.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
There was actually a lot of stuff I could have gotten and I had to put some away. But yeah, maybe we'll do a second Target haul.
Yeah. I think you should just buy everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, don't
within
buy
reason.
Don't buy like a new patio set. but please, by all means. Okay, next up we have Cheetos pretzels. I am envisioning pretzels that make your fingers orange. It really, look, is Chester Cheetah on that? Cheetah?
He smells so
Cheetah.
Good. Smell the bag. Smell the bag.
Yeah, there's Chester.
I am a sucker for good packaging design.
Whoa.
Look how there's a pretzel hanging off the S.
Wow. And these are like flat on one side. They're not even like rounded. They're like, it looks like you baked them on a pan.
Look how much dust is on them.
Mmm. And now on our floor.
On our carpet.
Mmm.
Wow.
Mmm.
That's totally yummy.
Dip one into the pickled ketchup.
You.
That is
you.
Okay.
A match made in heaven.
I don't remember which one is different.
Wow.
That cheese dust and pretzel.
Normally, I am a pretzel purist.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great.
Mmm. Yeah. Num, 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 num.
They also have them in Flamin' Hot. I see.
What? Mm-hmm.
Wait, you put, I have the ketchup still. Okay. No, I'm good.
Wow.
You love them together? Did you do the pickle ketchup?
Pickle ketchup, yeah.
Be good in the salsa, too. I mean, the hummus.
Oh, yeah.
I love how you said, oh, yeah, to something I said that made no sense.
Well, you're married.
Yeah.
He's supportive.
Happy wife, happy life.
And it would be good in salsa.
Mm-hmm. Cheetos pretzels, cheddar flavor. You get 10 pretzels for 130 calories, 5 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points. It's available at retailers nationwide, including Target and on Amazon.
Yay. Wow. Nice.
I'm kind of excited for these next two. They look so interesting.
Next up, I don't know what they are, but it's Bubbler Tropical Dreamer Pineapple Mango Apple Lime Antioxidant. Wait, are these two different flavors or one? I see Tropical Dreamer Pineapple Mango Apple Lime Antioxidant.
Yes, it's all one
sparkling
drink.
Water.
Wow.
So the flavor is Tropical Dreamer Pineapple Mango Apple Lime.
I just see this brand when they were trying to come up with their brand name. Like, what can we say that has bubble in it, but isn't bubbly? Bubbler.
Lisa. Dreamer. And why did, what do they have against vowels? They leave all the E's out. Is it like, it's like,
it's not it's a real
like
dream. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a chicken.
Hmm. What is this sweetened with? I taste the pineapple.
Erythritol.
Okay.
It's funny. Dana's note says sweetened with erythritol in case someone asks that someone was Lisa.
It would be me. Thank you, Dana.
Wow. It's really sweet.
Very sweet. I wish it was less sweet.
Oh,
but,
I like
but
it.
But I like it.
I like a sweet bubbly drink. Yeah. I love it.
Looks like it also has stevia in there too.
I would totally mix this with vodka.
I love the heck out of this.
Yeah.
Good for cocktails. It's delish.
I think they have other flavors too. Did you mention that already? Did I miss that?
No.
So, but it has all kinds of stuff in it, like vitamins.
I adore it.
Mm. Let's talk about all the good things.
Okay. Let's see.
I mean, vitamin A, B6, B12, niacin.
No artificial sweeteners, antioxidants, natural caffeine. So
and
this is going to be an energy boost. 69
milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that more than, no, coffee's like 80, right?
It says similar to a cup similar, of coffee.
Okay, here are the flavors. Twisted Elixir, which is raspberry, lime, and citrus.
Mm-hmm.
Triple Berry Breezer, and you can bet that all of these names do not have E's in them. They're all apostrophe
oh,
R, which is raspberry, blackberry, blueberry. There's a Pitaya? Pitaya? Pitaya berry nectar.
Okay.
And then we've got, there's a lot. Wild cherry, blood orange, mango, lemon lime. Oh my gosh, there's like tons more.
Who is this brand?
Yeah, I don't know.
I never heard of it.
Let's see.
What does it look that? Like? Bubbler.
From the makers of Klarbrun.
That helps.
they're packed in Wisconsin.
Klarbrun.
Bubbles with benefits.
Hmm. Cute.
Yeah. I'm a fan. This is 5 calories. It does have 8 grams of carbs, but it's from the erythritol. So it's the whole story of like, it's not really digested. So really it's 0 Weight Watcher points.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's the Bubbler Tropical Dreamer fruit, antioxidant sparkling water. It is available at Target and other select retailers nationwide. Also online at Amazon.
Cool.
Nice, nice. Next, we have another sparkling water, and this is one of Mikey's faves, Bubbly. Bubbly sparkling water
me.
In... All right, Jamie, wait, let me let you open this before I talk about the flavor. Let's
Which
hear
so
Let's
creative.
Get the...
oh, Lisa, look at the soda tab.
Cute. Aw, oh, hi. It says aw, oh, hi on it. We should take a picture of that, but I don't know.
That was the best part of my day.
Very
that
satisfying.
Is great. It's the best part of my day. But no, even better now is the flavor. It's melting popsicle, melted ice pop. It's literally called melted ice pop.
Mm-hmm. And
but
it
does
looks
it have
like
the flavors below it. Is
it's
that what
like
it says?
The firework. You know, the one that people always have at like 4th of July.
Bomb pop.
Yeah. Bomb
oh,
pop.
It tastes just like a bomb pop. This is incredible. It's a bomb pop to a T.
Mm-hmm. But not sweetened. Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Like
cherry
all bubbly.
Lime.
That is amazing. Michael Bublé, you've done it again. Oh, wait. He doesn't own the company, does he?
No.
No.
I wish he did.
I think he does the commercials.
Yeah,
so.
He does.
Cherry, yeah, cherry, lime, and raspberry with other natural flavors.
Wow!
Can I
see
the can?
My mom, she loves Michael Bublé.
I feel like they do a really good job with unsweetened sparkling water, which
it
is
tastes,
hit or miss.
It's a bomb pop. It is. You should do a candle. Sorry, I just keep talking about your candles. You need a bomb pop candle.
What would a bomb pop smell like?
This, just like this, cherry, lime, raspberry with other natural flavors.
That sounds amazing.
Yum!
And this is one of those rare times, I think, Lisa, where a drink to you doesn't taste like.
Candles?
Mr. Clean.
Well, there's right, because yes, it really needs to be lemon forward to do
yeah.
like
mm-hmm.
Mr.
Yeah, true,
no,
true,
it's
true.
Great.
Well, they do a good job balancing the citrus and the more berry flavors.
Yeah, for
is
sure.
Is cherry a berry? No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it is.
I think it's considered a berry.
No, it doesn't have seeds. It has a pit.
It's not, but don't you always see triple berry frozen fruit? Oh, no, that's blueberry, raspberry, blackberry.
Yeah, cherry is not because it doesn't have seeds. It has pits.
Yeah, it has a pit. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. It's a stone fruit, maybe? I think that's what it is maybe. When it has a pit.
Dana will let us know.
Here, she's just shaking her fist at her stereo right now. So this is bubbly, sparkling water, melted ice pop flavor. No calories, no carbs, no nothing, no Weight Watcher points. It is a Target exclusive.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm going to Target.
Yeah.
Should we go after coming this? To me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll call Instacart. Next up, we have Tandy Belly Bears. They're gummies powered by fiber and probiotics. This is a healthy gummy bear. So is this considered a supplement or a candy?
Let's see. I mean, you eat the whole bag. Some of them it's like...
So it's a candy.
Some of them it's like one gummy.
Uh-huh.
This is a gummies situation.
And this brand Tandy had a huge display at Target, and they have a bunch of different types of like vitamin gummies.
Yeah, this is a Target exclusive.
Mm, look how cute the little bear is. Does it have a heart on the...
Do they have faces?
Hold on. They have a little heart on their heart. They have little faces. It tastes really good. What's it sweetened with? Hold on. Did you say already?
Oh, the little hearts.
Is it sugar alcohol?
Give me one second. Allulose, sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that's it.
I really like these.
Fruit juice.
No, like, weird aftertaste.
Uh-uh.
Do you think they each have their own flavor?
Yeah.
They do.
I just had two different ones and they taste very different.
Orange, grape, strawberry, green apple, raspberry, lemonade.
I had an orange one.
I forget where I saw this, and it might have been an Aaronism that, like, when you're feeling frustrated, you tear off the heads of your gummy bears.
It's so Aaron.
That's really funny. Wow.
I just feel sad now. I don't feel better.
I don't know.
I'm trying to stick it back together. I'm sorry.
Oh, just eat it and forget it happened.
So, yeah, it's all going in the same place.
Well,
that was Tandy Belly Bears gummies powered by fiber and probiotics. You get the entire bag for 90 calories, 4 grams of fiber, 7 grams of sugar, 3 grams of protein. It's 5 Weight Watcher points exclusively at Target.
5 Weight Watcher points. Seems like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What else do they make, Tandy? Do they make anything else?
Yeah, there was a whole line of this type of stuff. Like there was one for like energy and one for sleep and one for stress. And,
all bears?
No, different animals.
Hmm. Got it.
Shop all Tandy. Gummies just got an upgrade. Okay, yeah. So there's the belly bears for digestive health, energy bursts for a quick burst of energy, mellow melons for relaxation.
Oh, I love that.
Stress heads to reduce stress and focus fish. We have to try all of them and watch our moods go.
I love it. I love how they try to, you know, make it seem like, they say fish oil is good for your brain and, you know, blah, blah. All right. Good. Okay. Next, we have our friends True Fru Parfait Poppers, Nature's Blueberries, frozen, fresh in yogurt and granola. So this is another frozen, not freeze dried, right?
Right. Yeah.
Frozen. And ooh, it's like a granola topped yogurt.
It's very cute looking.
Blueberry. Mm-hmm. Wow. True Fruit? I love them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's resealable. I always love a resealable bag.
Mmm. Okay. I'm in love. Tastes like blueberry cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Wow.
Blueberry cheesecake.
Well, it's real blueberries. Love. So it's like, you know, like, wow. Not trying to like taste like blueberries. It's really a blueberry. Wow.
And the yogurt on the outside, because they take frozen fruit and then coat it with interesting things.
Yeah, that's so excellent.
Love it. Yeah, it's just what I would expect from them.
What other flavors do they come in? Let's see.
And 12 to 14 pieces is only 90 calories.
That's amazing, because I would probably only eat like 3 or 4. I don't need to eat 12.
There are also strawberries and raspberries.
With the same deal, like the same coating.
Same deal.
Wow, smart. Good work, True Fruit.
Let's see. These are at grocers nationwide, including select Target locations. I think they're also at Sam's Club.
Oh, cool.
Love, love, love. Okay, next we have Yasso. Yes, I love Yasso. Yasso Greek yogurt poppables in sea salt caramel. Truth be told, I am a regular purchaser of these.
Oh, really?
Are these poppables going to be similar to the poppers we just had?
No, they're like bonbons.
Oh, so look at them. They're massive. They're,
yeah. I'd be lying if I told you I haven't eaten these 100 times, so I'm still
they're like
have
golf
one.
Balls.
Okay. They are. They're really yummy. They're like bonbons, and I'm going to partake. Wait, how many calories are they each? They're pretty low.
35 for these golf ball size items.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculously creamy Greek yogurt dipped in a chocolatey, crunchy quinoa crisped shell.
Yeah. I love everything about these. Wow.
Quinoa is a great ingredient, like, when it's used in this way.
Totally.
Like that new BTR bar, like, they've got quinoa in that, too. It's just a nice little crunch that comes out.
It's like a healthy Nestle Crunch situation.
Yeah.
Not rice.
That was amazing. And 35 calories, that's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Delicious. The chocolate's perfect.
I know Mike's already calculating how many of them he can have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Couple, 3, 4, 6.
I'm in love.
Sea salt caramel. What other flavors do they come in? Let's see.
Per container, 430 if you ate all of them.
I saw vanilla, I think.
Yeah, I've had the vanilla. I've had those two.
Vanilla
I think
bean,
that might be it. If there's new ones, I don't know. But I was eating them last summer. I'm in love.
Let's see. Sea salt caramel, vanilla bean, coffee.
Ooh, coffee.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but
we have to get that for my mom. My mom is the cutest thing in the world. She's never heard of Yasso until last weekend. And so we're having dinner with her on Sunday, and she's like, have you guys heard of this new Greek yogurt bar called Yasso? And I'm like, yeah, Mom, we've known it for like 10 years.
But
yeah.
Read your Hungry Girl emails, Mom.
Wow.
35 calories, 1.5 grams of fat, 2 Weight Watcher points. Yasso Greek yogurt poppables are at grocery stores nationwide, including select Target locations.
Ooh, we'll bring on some more ice cream. This is Favorite Day, which is the Target brand vanilla flavored mini ice cream sandwiches. So I have a feeling it's just like a regular ice cream sandwich, only tiny, 90 calories. And that's not that tiny.
No,
that's as much of an ice cream sandwich as you need.
Yeah,
I would say.
When I was in college, I used to eat those things all the time.
Ice cream sandwiches?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like pick the cookies off and then eat the ice cream or just bite into it? I always just pick the cookies off.
Really? No, I just bit into it.
I just pulled a piece off. It just seems easier.
You did. You animal. You animal. They're melting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Delish.
I mean, is it exactly what you would expect from
better.
A...
Better.
Yeah.
Better.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like a Carvel flying saucer.
Yeah.
What's a flying saucer?
It's
totally.
A round Carvel ice cream sandwich that I grew up eating.
Wait, you never had the Carvel?
No.
Did you have Carvel in Jersey?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
All right. This is phenomenal. This is way better than I expected.
Yeah.
The ice cream is perfect.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Oh,
excellent.
Yeah.
Flying I would buy saucer. That all the damn time.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I said damn.
You were
to make the
overly
point.
Enthused.
Wow. That is so much better than I expected. 3 grams of fat. What a perfect little summer dessert treat.
Mm-hmm. 90 calories, 3 grams of fat. 5 Weight Watcher points. It's the Target exclusive Favorite Day vanilla flavored mini ice cream sandwiches.
So it says per one sandwich, 90 calories, 2 sandwiches, 190.
Yeah, it's the whole rounding thing. Mm-hmm. That means it probably has like 94 calories.
Got it. Worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Daily Harvest blueberry and banana pops. And not only is this next, this is last. Last, we have Daily Harvest blueberry and banana pops.
Well, I think it's more than that. It says banana, blueberry, raspberry, spinach, and lime.
Whoa. Okay.
I guess we'll each get one because I don't think we want to. We can't break them up.
Mm-mm. These are like Otter Pops.
They look good. But they're kind of like squat Otter Pops.
Yeah, they're like shorter.
Squatter Pops.
Squatter. They're like short and chunky.
Oh, I have scissors over here.
But big. Like, I feel like you get a lot of stuff in this.
Yeah, how many? What is it?
This is only 40 calories.
How many ounces?
1.8.
Hmm. That's delicious, but I just ate some chocolate, so it's a little tart.
Oh, that's great.
But
so
good texture. It's like sorbet.
So there's no
mine
like added.
Mine's not easy open.
Oh, mine opens so
easily. Yeah, mine
opens. No, you
too.
Just have to rip the thing.
Didn't work.
She's biting into the plastic.
That's yum.
So this is just all fruit.
I like the lime.
And spinach, and there's no like sugar added or anything?
No added sugar.
It's called blueberry banana, but it has banana, blueberry, raspberry, spinach, and lime. What a clever.
I love it.
Yeah.
Who is Daily Harvest again? Don't they do a ton of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like all those meal things?
Yeah, and they did have a lot of those meal stuff at Target.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's like a frozen smoothie.
Yeah. The meal stuff was pretty expensive, which is why I didn't pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
These were, I think, like $10, but you get like a whole package of them. So it's
wow.
Mikey, I think I might want those. Like,
really?
Because that would be a good after dinner set. Remember I told you I want to incorporate more popsicles into my life?
Take them.
Mission achieved.
They're yours. Gorgeous.
Thanks, Lise.
Whoa. I'm like, good job, Mike. Again.
Thank you.
I can't even believe how great you are at this.
Stupendous.
Should I change my profession and become a professional shopper?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so sad. All my notes are upside down.
Don't be sad. Just turn them right side up. Turn those notes right side up. Ready?
I don't even know where to start, but yes.
I do.
Okay, good.
With Kevin's Natural Foods gluten-free Korean barbecue style chicken, this was the frozen bowl meal with rice.
Kevin, I like your new bowls. I'm giving this a solid 8. Nice. Good work.
Next on the list, we had the Cholula burrito bowl with the smoky chipotle chicken, another frozen bowl.
I'm giving this one also an 8.
Nice.
Good job for both of them. I would eat both of those.
Yeah, for sure.
Separately.
And actually, I want to claim the Kevins if I don't have any say.
You absolutely can have the Kevins.
Thank you.
Next on the list, we tried Sabra Southwest hummus.
These hummuses collectively, I'm going to give them an 8 because they're solid store-bought hummuses and creative flavors.
Yeah, so. And maybe next time I'll get the barbecue and we'll try that.
Yeah, I'm interested because I like putting hummus on chicken.
Yeah.
So a barbecue hummus on chicken to me would might push it over the edge.
Cool.
All right. Here we go. What was likely the best in the episode? The Heinz pickle tomato ketchup with pickle seasoning.
That's an 11 out of 10.
I knew it.
That's the first 11 of the year.
Of the year, yeah. I think so. It took 6 months, 7 months almost. Wow.
Whoa, it's so freaking delicious.
Yeah, that's outstanding. How did you feel about the Heinz hot jalapeno tomato ketchup?
I mean, also good. 8. A lot of 8s in this episode. Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about the Cheetos pretzels in the cheddar flavor.
I mean, so much for consistency. 8. Yeah. Very good. Delicious. Yeah. Nothing, you know, sort of healthy about it, but not, yeah. I don't know, whatever.
Amazing. But you do get a lot of those little pretzels for
you get
not
10
a lot.
Of them.
Yep.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a ton. I mean, it's pretzels. They're heavy. They're dense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about Bubbler Tropical Dreamer? That we tried the pineapple, mango, apple, lime, antioxidant sparkling water. That is a mouthful.
I love them, and I love the idea of making healthy cocktails. I'm giving those a 9.
Nice.
Next up, we tried bubbly sparkling water in the candle-inspiring flavor of melted ice pop.
Right, but it didn't taste like a candle. It tasted like a bomb pop. 9.5.
Wow.
Good job, bubbly.
And speaking of that, before I do it, can I have it? And I was going to.
Yes.
Okay.
Guzzle.
Yeah.
Guzzle away.
Chug, chug, chug. All right. Then we tried Tandy Belly Bears. These are the gummies powered by fiber and probiotics.
I like these. I like what they're sweetened with. 8.5.
Wow. This is a fantastic episode.
You're great.
I'm patting myself
on the back. How about.
Don't hurt your arm.
Thoughts on True Fruit Parfait Poppers?
Oh, 9.5.
Wow.
Oh. Phenomenal.
How about Yasso Greek yogurt poppables?
Oh, also 9.5. Nice. I love those.
Yeah.
I might have even given them a 10 if they were like new to me. Mm. So I hope I'm being fair.
I really feel like that company is missing the boat. They got to get Ted Lasso to be their spokesperson.
Yasso Lasso.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, it's a little late. Second of all, it's a little expensive.
Yeah.
But other than that.
But I mean, because TV shows last forever now because of Netflix and Hulu and everything. So like,
true.
And that was Apple. So, I mean, there are people that are learning about Ted Lasso right now for the first time.
Your mom will probably learn about it in a year from now.
That's right.
All right, Lisa, last on the list. Nope, I'm kidding. The penultimate favorite day vanilla flavored mini ice cream sandwiches.
10.
Wow. Yay.
10. Good work. Good work, favorite day.
Yeah. Is this your favorite day?
You know what I would like to do? It is one of my favorite days. But you know what I like to do? We've talked about going to like Trader Joe's headquarters in Monrovia.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go to the Target headquarters in Minnesota. I know you guys have probably been there, you and Jamie. Yeah.
I've been there. I don't know if Jamie's been there.
But I really want to go to their factory and like see them make the favorite day. And then they have, I forget, the Good and Gather brand. Mm-hmm. Like, that'd be
awesome. Where are they made?
I mean,
who is Good and Gathering?
I just envisioned us going to Monrovia uninvited, and just like
not
standing on each other's shoulders, looking in the Trader Joe's factory.
Oh, you and your imagination. All right. Last on the list, we tried Daily Harvest Blueberry and Banana Pops. I don't know if I said this, by the way. These are available at Target stores nationwide, as well as the Kroger family of grocery stores and then some regional grocery stores.
Nice job on these. 8.
Nice.
Another 8. There's more 8s in this episode.
Yeah.
Nothing below an 8?
No, nothing below an eight.
This is super impressive.
We didn't have a single flop.
No flops. Wow. Mike, how do you do it? I'm picking on the outside of the...
I don't know.
Yeah, so poppable.
There's a lot more pressure now to continue to do good.
Nah, everybody screws up now and then.
Yeah, that's true.
No pressure. This was great. So fun. What are we giving away and why? And how, I should say.
Should we give away eight things since it's the eight episode?
Eight? Oh. Eight
like things. One winner gets eight things.
Okay.
Wow.
Eight Hungry Girl tattoos.
I feel like they need to post.
Four measuring spoons.
They need to post in the Hungry Girl Facebook community raving about this episode, link to the episode or the Foodcast page, and tag Mikey.
Okay.
And then he'll pick someone.
Yeah.
To win eight items.
That's amazing. I thought you were going to say we have eight winners.
That would be...
They each get one little tattoo.
Let's have one grand prize. One big winner gets eight prizes.
Great.
Like that.
Jamie, repeat what they have to do.
You need to go to the Hungry... Okay. Here's the best way to do it. Step one, go to hungrygirl.com/foodcast.
Yep.
Step two, look for the link that says Hungry Girl Community. Yeah, Mikey, you're going to include that.
Okay.
Go there. And then include the link to the Foodcast page for this episode.
Okay.
And be like, I loved this episode. Everyone listen here. Hashtag Mike or tag Mikey.
Yeah.
At Mikey.
Is that my handle?
No, you're just at Mike Sherry.
Yeah. Okay. Now everyone knows my last name.
It was a giant secret.
Oops. Well, they would know if they look in the magazine or in the books.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. All right. As usual, you should be subscribing to the podcast, telling all your friends about it, writing great reviews wherever you review your podcasts, and you should have a great day.
Yes.
Your favorite day.
Oh, in fact, I'm going to go finish that ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you, Jamie and Mikey. And I am Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.